Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that still has the responsibilities of a great nation, which means protecting decency, fighting terrorism, fighting tyranny wherever it turns up and menaces Americans or American interests. Michael Rubin knows all about that. He's written about it. He's studied it. He's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he specializes in the Middle East. He's a former Pentagon official and who has lived in post-revolution Iran, Yemen, and still lived to tell the tale, and both pre- and post-war Iraq. He also spent time with the Taliban before 9/11. So he's written a powerful piece today. It is called Zawahiri is Gone. I can add, thank God. And then he says, here's what Biden must explain. Now, you don't think Biden has to answer people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who thinks that the entire killing of Zawahiri is a fake, that it's actually a hoax that was put on by the Biden administration for political reasons. You don't think there's any chance of that, do you?
No, I don't think there's any chance of that. And Joe Biden deserves congratulations for this, and especially the Central Intelligence Agency does, for hunting down and killing Ayman Zawahiri, who had plenty of blood on his hands, and if left alive, would have had plenty of more blood on his hands in the future. But ultimately, I think what Biden needs to address is the fact that, well, where was he killed? He was killed in the middle of Kabul, in actually an area under where the Taliban elite live. He was killed in the interior minister's house. Now, when Joe Biden said that he was leaving Afghanistan, he said not only would we have a counterterrorism alliance with the Taliban, they'd be our new allies, but that by an agreement that the Taliban would divorce themselves from al-Qaeda. Now that we know that that's nonsense, what's the consequence? And on top of that, Biden had said that we've known he's been there since the spring. That raises the question, why have we been talking about giving the Taliban money since the spring if we knew that they were in violation of this agreement?
And what do you think the potential answer is?
Ultimately, I don't think that Joe Biden has a good answer. But another issue is, as we near the year anniversary of our final withdrawal from Afghanistan, Joe Biden said that, no, we didn't need to maintain a presence in Afghanistan because we could conduct an over-the-horizon attack to limit terrorism. Now, at first glance, that might be an indication of what happened, but what also needs to be explained is where the intelligence came from. Was it derived inside Afghanistan itself, or did it come from, for example, Pakistan? If Ayman al-Zawahiri came to Kabul in the spring, where did he come from? Was it Iran or was it from Pakistan? There's not many choices there. Now, if Pakistan gave up this al-Qaeda leader because Pakistan has been asking for a $1.5 billion loan in recent days, was it a quid pro quo? In which case, are we allowing Pakistan to profit from their terrorist support?
Which is by the way, have they decided on a new electoral course in Pakistan? I know that the President Khan was toppled, but what is going on? Or is that just one of the many countries in the world that appears to be leaderless right now?
Well, what happened is, after Khan was toppled, the former cricketer, there is a new prime minister. It's the brother of the former Pakistani prime minister, Nawaz Sharif. But so that issue, it's the same old elite controlling the country. The problem in Pakistan today is that its economy is imploding, while China had come in and basically offered the Pakistanis to steal $40 billion for the so-called China-Pakistan Economic Corridor. In what's happening now as Pakistan is going bankrupt is Pakistan has discovered that they actually owe China money because there are some minimum sort of profit guarantees that Pakistan was never able to meet. So while Pakistan is begging us for money, they're actually paying money to the Chinese. So this is another example of where Biden, through his compartmentalization, is actually helping China rather than taking care of the forces of democracy and good in the world.
Okay, speaking of China, they didn't try to shoot down Nancy Pelosi's plane. The Chinese response so far has been muted. Do you expect a more dangerous, a more provocative response from the Chinese communists about Nancy Pelosi's visit?
I do. The Chinese are going to wait until Nancy Pelosi leaves, but then what they're going to do and what they've already said they're going to do is conduct live fire exercises in five or six areas around Taiwan. Now, they did this in 1996. The difference between now and 1996 is in 1996 they did it on their side of the maritime border. Now what they're doing is saying you need to stay out of these areas of the sea, which include areas that are in Taiwan zone. The other thing which you need to remember, your audience needs to remember, is when we talk about Taiwan, Taiwan isn't simply that one single big island. There's actually a series of other islands, the Pescadores, Quemoy, Matsu, which are much closer to the Chinese coast. During the Eisenhower administration, there were some crises where the Chinese threatened to take these islands, launched artillery barrages and so forth, and that could also happen. It's not just an issue of the big island Formosa. There's a lot more to Taiwan than simply that big island.
Yeah, I remember Quemoy and Matsu were big issues in the debate between John Kennedy and Richard Nixon when they were running for president in 1960. And go ahead.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And Eisenhower, of course, had to bear the brunt of that. Kennedy and Nixon. Nixon was Eisenhower's vice president. Kennedy and Nixon were debating the context of that Taiwan crisis at the time.
Okay. In terms of this Taiwan crisis, what should the Biden administration have done? Would it have been more advantageous for him to just pick up the damn phone and call the Speaker of the House of his own party and said, hey, here, do me a favor, would you? We've got enough Soros. We got enough worries right now. Could you just change your travel itinerary and, maybe go somewhere else to add on to your trip to Singapore? Because no problem going to Singapore, right? The problem was going to Taiwan. Why didn't the president do that?
Well, actually, Joe Biden needs to have a serious sit-down with some of his aides because this crisis, President Xi in China has agency. I don't want to discount what he's done. But the reason why this escalated into a crisis was because of indiscipline inside the White House. What it appears that Joe Biden's top national security aides, perhaps Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, perhaps his deputy John Finer did, was try to be too clever by half. What they did was they leaked to the press that that Nancy Pelosi was going and that they told her not to. They were trying to have play both sides of the issue where Nancy Pelosi would still go to Taiwan, but they could say to the Chinese, see, we tried to stop her. But what this did was simply put a bee in the Chinese bonnet, get the Chinese to escalate this crisis. If the White House simply hadn't announced it, if Nancy Pelosi had just shown up, as so many other top figures have over the years, then this wouldn't have been half the problem we have now.
Michael, it is always a pleasure speaking to you, and you helped to make some very confusing events more clear. Speaking of confusing events, today is primary day. Big primaries with big meaning for the country and for the future, for the general election in November, and also for the presidential election 2 years from now. We will get to that, what it all means, with Jonathan Allen of NBC News, coming up on primary day on the Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved show, there are primaries all over that are riveting the attention of the country, or at least the political classes. And somebody who's been on top of all of it is Jonathan Allen, who is senior politics reporter for NBC News. He's also the number one New York Times best-selling author and a winner of Dirksen and Hume Awards. His most recent book, Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency. And Jonathan, one of the things that's fascinating to me is how did this myth take root. I'm not talking about the big myth, which is actually a big lie about a stolen election. I'm talking about the myth that it all turned on Arizona. It didn't. Arizona came in late, despite the fact that Fox News was a little bit earlier than most in calling the state. But Biden got 306 electoral votes. Without Arizona, he would have gotten 295, which is still way over what he needed. What is the focus, and how did that begin with Arizona as the most disputed state, as if it were the crucial difference maker in the election?
Well, you know, Michael, I think part of that has to do with the Arizona Republican Party and the willingness of elected officials there and candidates to embrace what you just referred to as the big lie. As you point out, there were basically three pivotal states, or the other way of putting it, the quickest way you can get Donald Trump to winning would have been if Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia had all gone the other way. And, you know, combined they were separated by about 44,000 votes, Biden and Trump in those states. So it was a very close election. But it would have taken a lot more, to your point, it would have taken a lot more than just Arizona to turn the tide.
Right. Right now we have primaries in Arizona, where the polling seems to show that the state is going toward candidates for Secretary of State, for Attorney General, for Governor, for Senator, candidates who take the Trump line that the election was stolen. And in fact, the candidate for Governor, Carrie Lake, is saying that this election might be stolen too, and that's before they even started counting votes. How do you think that really a majority of Arizona Republicans believe that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president because of election fraud?
It's hard to know what they believe. I think what's clear is that they still support former President Trump, and that they perhaps care less about whether or not it was actually stolen, and more about showing support for him. At least that's my sort of back of the envelope explanation, having been out to Arizona this year for a Trump rally. Some people are obviously hardcore in that view that the election was stolen, and others are simply supportive of Trump.
One of the things that you may know about, I hope you do, because I don't, is how did Carrie Lake become a Trump Republican? I mean, I know that it's been brought out by her opponents in this election. She's the front runner for governor, that she donated real money to Barack Obama and even to John Kerry when he was running as President Bush. She took a pledge when President Trump was inaugurated to show resistance and opposition to President Trump. At some point in there during the Trump presidency, she switched over from being a very committed Democrat to being a MAGA Republican. How did that happen?
Again, it's hard to get inside somebody's thinking. But there was opportunity. There's huge political opportunity in Republican circles in Arizona for being, a number one Trump supporter. To your point, this is somebody who did not always seem to be that. She was certainly not in line with the conservatism of a lot of Republicans in that state. When she was a TV host, and if anybody who's watched Bret Baier talk about this on Fox News or interview her, there was a time where she hung out with drag queens and had a more liberal lifestyle, I guess. Than some of the sort of family values voters.
Okay. Do you think Blake Masters, who's very young, who has said a whole series of outrageous things, including explicitly blaming black people for the crime problem in America, And Blake Masters is taking on Senator Mark Kelly. How would you rate the Republican chances in one of the crucial Senate seats in determining control of the U.S. Senate?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very competitive state, and I think no matter who's on the ballot, the race is likely to be relatively close. That said, you know, I think the Democrats would prefer Blake Masters than some of the other Republicans who have been running, because I think they believe that it's easier to portray him as an extremist, largely for the reason that you just stated, that he said some pretty outlandish things.
But he's also a believer that the election has been fully stolen. He's endorsed by President Trump. Do you think when you watch these primaries going on in the fervor right now that this will still be an issue, that the legitimacy of the election of 2020 when we come to the election of 2024?
I do, particularly if Donald Trump is on the ballot. And he is making, you know, every indication that he will, in fact, run for the Republican nomination. That's, you know, an issue, as you well know, that divides the Republican Party. And I can't imagine a Republican primary playing out without it being a question that's asked of every candidate every time they appear on television or in front of the press, you know, how they think about that. You know, Trump's argument is going to be that, you know, he was illegitimately thrown from office in the first place. And he's going to continue to make it. This is not something that he has abandoned.
No,
sometimes it sounds when he's... I'm sorry?
And no, it's still obviously part of his appeal. I also want to cut to, and I if you don't mind, the key vote in Kansas, because this is the first vote, and it's going to be a vote regarding what the Kansas state constitution has to say on the explosive issue of abortion. The first time that voters are actually being allowed to express themselves on that issue since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Now, Kansas, conservative state, but a Democratic governor. And maybe, just maybe, some hint that this election might not go the way that most people would expect. We will get to that issue and more of the controversies in Missouri and elsewhere where the ballots are complicated. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve officials are making the case for more interest rate hikes as inflation soars. San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly noting Americans are still dealing with the effects of high prices. She explained the Fed's job is far from done because things that were affordable 6 months ago aren't now. President Biden signs the CHIPS and Science Act into law Tuesday. The bill is intended to encourage semiconductor chip manufacturers to move their operations to the United States. The president virtually joined an event hosted by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, touting the impact the legislation will have on the state.
The way I see this bill in Michigan is it's about chips and it's about cars.
Critics argue the bill doesn't do anything to ensure semiconductor chip manufacturers will move back to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, honored to have Jonathan Allen of NBC on with us, surveying the primary elections today. The votes will be coming in very soon. We are actually close to getting the polls closed in certain states. One of the key states tonight that is going to be getting a lot of attention is the state of Kansas, which usually isn't an electoral battleground in presidential elections. It's a reliably Republican. But there seems to be on this abortion issue, Jonathan, at least some polling that says that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats are unanimous in their position on this issue. There are some pro-life Democrats in Kansas, and there are some pro-choice Republicans. What are you looking for in this Kansas election, which is would really enable the legislature to take a more aggressive role in regulating abortion?
Well, I think one of the things I think everybody's going to look for is what is the matchup of these votes on the abortion question, the ballot question that's out there, compared to past voting trends for the parties in terms of how many people show up on each side of it, in terms of what the other results are on the ballot today, and matching those up against the abortion question. I mean, the truth is, you know, when you look at polling over time, there's a segment of the population that is against abortion in all or most cases, and a segment of the population that is for the right to an abortion in all cases. And those two are sort of on the wings, and most people are in a place where they, you know, to borrow the phrase from Bill Clinton, believe it should be safe, legal, and rare, or some combination like that, meaning that it should be legal in some cases, but not in all cases. And so what happens is you get the two sides, the two, you know, sort of ideologically divided sides, the polarized sides fighting against each other, and much of the public's in between. And I think, you know, with this Kansas vote, we'll get a sense of a state that is pretty Republican, but also has a significant divide in its Republican Party between the conservative wing and its more moderate wing.
And what do you hear about, and here in the state of Washington, we have two Republican Congress people, incumbents, who President Trump has pulled out all the stops to try to defeat, Jamie Herrera Butler and also Dan Newhouse. They are two of the 10 Republican members of the House who voted to impeach President Trump the second time. The question would be, because we have the top two primaries, they at least clear the primary and get into the general election. Do you think that, have you heard any serious speculation that either Congresswoman Butler or the Congressman Newhouse would fail to clear the primary?
It's always possible, but this is a primary that's being from Washington or being in Washington, that you've got an open nonpartisan primary system. So it's basically the top two vote getters, regardless of party, advance to the general election. I think that puts them in a lot better stead than they would be in a closed primary situation.
I think there is no doubt. And again, the candidates are running against them, the Trump favored candidates, and he has taken a role in all of this, as he has in Michigan, where it's Peter Mayer who is looking at a very serious challenge in a district in Michigan where they have a serious challenge in November anyway, because he's been redistricted. What does this mean for American politics, what we're seeing right now, is some of the very, very bitter fights that seem particularly bitter on the Republican side?
I think it's an acceleration of a trend that we've been seeing for a long time, which is the polarization of the two parties, and certainly the more I don't want to say extreme wings of the two parties, but certainly the more liberal wing of the Democratic Party and the more conservative wing of the Republican Party, basically conducting purity tests in primaries and deciding that they, not in every case, but over time, what we've seen is, that the Republican Party has become more conservative. You had the Tea Party movement. You had a ton of primaries that were successful during that, where incumbent members of Congress were defeated by people running to their right. And now, more than a right left, it's sort of a Trump purity test. In the Democratic Party, you see a lot of that too. You mentioned Michigan on the Republican side. On the Democratic side tonight, there's a matchup of two incumbents. Rep Andy Levin, whose uncle and father served in Congress, is the progressive, and the moderate in the race is Haley Stevens. And, that's been one of the most brutal primary elections I've seen. And, we'll see. That'll be one test of where the Democratic Party is, certainly in that one Michigan district in Oakland County, for listeners who are familiar with the Detroit suburbs. I think in both parties, you're seeing this war go on.
And that's it. When you talk about the war between Stevens and Levin, what's interesting about that is Israel has become a huge issue, and the Jewish guy is the guy who is appealing to the anti-Israel sentiments, whereas the a non-Jewish candidate, Christian candidate, is getting a lot of Jewish support because of greater support for Israel. What's going on there?
So it's a fascinating dynamic. As you point out, Congressman Levin is Jewish, and again, the scion of a dynasty in the state. He is aligned with J Street, which is a liberal Jewish group, and has been critical of the Israeli government's policies at times. Stevens has taken advantage of that. She has been very consistently supportive of America's relationship with Israel and America's support of the Israeli government. And she has gotten, I think it's $4.2 million in outside assistance from a super PAC that's affiliated with APAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. It's been a huge fundraising boon for her in terms of directly to her campaign. and in addition to that, outside of the campaign. It's another place where you see, you know, members of both parties aligning behind a moderate candidate. You know, we were just talking about that happening potentially in Washington, where you would see Democrats crossing over to help Herrera Butler and Newhouse. And, you know, in this Democratic district in Michigan, you see Jewish donors helping Stevens, and, you know, many of them are Democrats, but many of them are also Republicans.
Okay, this is all a fascinating and incredibly complicated schema. If you were to guess, if we were to try to pick a big winner tonight, who would it be? Who are we going to be talking about as the big winner tomorrow?
I think we're going to be talking about how Donald Trump failed to move a bunch of his candidates across the finish line.
Well, he's going to get an Eric to win in Missouri. He just endorsed Eric. That's a talk about being unable to make up your mind, because it's Eric Schmidt versus Eric Reitens. Don't you just hope and pray? And I know you're not supposed to say anything, but Eric Reitens, really, after everything, not the ideal representative of the Republican Party or any party, in my opinion. Jonathan Allen, a great representative of American journalism and of NBC, thank you for joining us. There's another representative for American democracy. And somebody who's not known particularly for politics, but more for artistic and musical creativity. Who are we talking about? Stay tuned on The Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Over 70. No, he really is. And which I means I guess he could run for president now, since most of our presidential possibilities and congressional leadership, Nancy Pelosi, she should survive her trip to Taiwan, live and be well. She's 82. And this is a basically a country where baby boomers are hanging on. But Sting just did not only a wonderful performance that got rave reviews and thrilled everybody in Warsaw, but there, just a few miles away from the front of battle in Ukraine, because there is a major border between Poland and Ukraine where lots of Ukrainians have been crossing over and finding new homes, at least temporarily, in Poland. He was performing in Warsaw, and during the performance, which was a big triumph, Sting turned out to have some eloquent words about Ukraine's struggle for survival. Listen.
Our minds will not be imprisoned. We must defend the freedom to be ourselves. In our minds, in our mind, in our bodies. The war in the Ukraine is an absurdity based upon a lie. If we swallow that lie, the lie will eat us. The lie is terrified of the truth. The truth must be heard, and we must not lose this battle.
And you didn't hear interruptions for applause because we took out the sections of the translators who took his words and translated them into Polish. But look, it is an important item that really should be bringing the world together. And it seems to me the most effective criticism that I have heard, though you have not heard it from the 26 Republican senators who are directly backing up Nancy Pelosi and going to Taiwan, is that right now the need to actually focus attention on Ukraine and what is happening in Ukraine is crucial. And you can actually hear some of that with Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, talking about one milestone that has just been observed in the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. Listen, this is clip four.
This is a good and important first step. We were pleased to see that the first ship did move. It does have 26,000, 27,000 tons of grain, but keep in mind, there are something like 20 million tons that are in silos and in storage in Ukraine that's been held back by the Russian blockade of Odessa up until now, and it needs to get out. It needs to get out to world markets. It needs to get to places where people are in desperate need of food. It needs to get out so the prices also continue to go down, not up. The test will be in the days and weeks ahead. It's a start. It's important. I have to say that the leadership of Secretary General Guterres and the United Nations has been absolutely instrumental in getting us to this day, when at least we see the first ship moving. But the test is now really in the days and weeks ahead. More ships need to move. More grain needs to get to market. That's what will really make a difference.
And what will really make a difference for the whole world would be bringing the war to a successful conclusion, which means basically Ukraine getting Russian troops out of their territory. One of the items that is striking and has gotten quite a bit of publicity is there's a headline in the New York Times, Trump's man in Arizona leads race for key seat. And this is not about a candidate for Senate or for the United States House of Representatives or for governor. It's for the candidate for Arizona Secretary of State. And the candidate that Trump has endorsed, and in fact met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and he has Trump's full and complete endorsement, as Trump likes to say, is a guy named Mark Fincham. And he has called for banning mail-in ballots altogether, and for banning voting machines. Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican who has endorsed one of Fincham's opponents, has talked about what would be a wildly radical and very controversial change in the entire electoral procedure. And Governor Ducey said it's something that's logistically impossible in Arizona. He said about getting rid of the vote counting machines. Maybe you could pull that off in Wyoming or South Dakota or Delaware, smaller population states. But Arizona is one of the top 15 most populous states, and it just makes no sense. Again, there is so much about that, about our voting procedures, and you wonder if people who really believe that that the fraud is already in, Carrie Lake, one of the candidates, Republican candidates for governor of Arizona, has said she is already feeling that the stealing has started. Now, she may win. Remember, Trump said that in 2016. He said in the election he won against Hillary that he refused to say in advance that he would acknowledge that he lost if he did lose. This really seems to me a trend in American politics that we can do something about. I'll tell you something else that you can do something about, which is check out one of the more interesting movies that is out there right now. It has gotten very enthusiastic reviews, maybe more enthusiastic than it deserves. But it's a talented new director, B.J. Novak, who you also know from The Office. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
B.J. Novak of The Office plays a snooty New York writer who travels to Texas to follow up the death of a woman he once dated. But it gives him the idea for a brand new project in Vengeance, now playing in theaters.
What's this podcast about?
A new American reality where people invent these conspiracies because the truth is too hard to accept.
Well, the truth is that Novak, who also wrote and directed this challenging project, turns out to be a gifted filmmaker, often insightful and funny, with its fish-out-of-water contrast comedy involving the vast distance between West Texas and Lower Manhattan. But the conclusion, which barely justifies the odd title, seems unconvincing and arbitrary, undermining the film rather than completing it. Rated R for some graphic violence, lots of harsh language, and some sexual references. 2.5 stars for Vengeance, which also features a fine performance by Ashton Kutcher. And on the Michael Medved show, talking about fine performances, one of the more consistently insightful and knowledgeable political commentators in the country is Frank Luntz, a veteran Republican and conservative thought leader. He will be joining us tomorrow to talk about the primaries, what happened, who won, who lost, the upcoming midterms, what that will mean for the country, Taiwan, the mood of Americans, and recession? Frank Luntz tomorrow will also be speaking about a new survey that shows that millennial dads actually spend three times as much time with their kids as previous generations. And you may remember that at the beginning of his invasion of Ukraine, Putin and the Russians were emphasizing what they believed they could classify as a Nazi regime, claiming that Ukraine, with its Jewish president, was actually a secret Nazi government. Okay, now they've got a better one. They are now claiming that the Ukrainians are not just Nazis, they're cannibals. Does that have any currency or credibility? Well, again, I guess if you're a Kremlin true believer, you will believe anything. But fortunately, we do not live in Russia. We do not need to honor Russian opinion attempts at deception. What we need to do is to look out for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.